Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To get your latest celebrity news. But before we get this show on the road, we have to say what's up to our LA peeps, Heidi and Frank. What's up, y'all?
Hello,
what's up,
Atlanta?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What about me?
Look who's here.
What about me? Just give me a second to finish, Heidi and Frankenstein. I see we have our good friend Andrew Freund hanging out with us today. What's up, Andrew?
Woo! Friends of the star.
Later, Andrew dishes with Donald Glover, Seth Rogen, and the stars of the new Lion King. Plus, of course, we got to go thirst trapping with the stars.
Yeah!
But first, Heidi, what you got for us, boo?
Well, as we all know, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, they were in a little bit of a fight for years and years, but now they have finally made amends.
No more bad blood?
No more bad blood. Oh, you knew I was going to do it. Somebody was going to do it. Frank decided to take it. I like it. Yes, they did have some bad blood. And now recently, Katy revealed how their reconciliation went down. Apparently, Taylor Swift invited Katy Perry over to her house, and she baked her cookies. And
no.
She said, come over, I'm going to bake you cookies. And Katy said, I will come over to your house, but only on one condition. And Taylor Swift said, what's that? And Katy said, I get to hold your cat.
Oh.
I don't know if that's sexual.
This whole time.
She was testing the waters.
Uh-huh. Were the cookies laced with anything?
I know. That's what I was going to say.
Obviously, Katy Perry's ever seen The Help, because I wouldn't be eating the chocolate chip cookies at Taylor Swift's house.
But, Frank, you would hold Taylor's pussycat.
Oh, yeah. I'd stroke it and stroke it and stroke it. I think this might be code for their dating now.
I mean, it does sound a little like, can I hold your cat? But here's, if it is an actual request to hold an actual cat, I have two cats. And as a human owner, I can tell you right now, I cannot make those kind of promises.
Oh.
My cats decide.
You don't share your cats?
I don't. Listen, I would, but it's up to my cats. I can't promise they're going to.
When she was younger, she let anybody touch her cat. Now she's like.
Well, former One Direction frontman Harry Styles, he lost out on the chance to play Elvis Presley, and we totally thought it was going to be a sure shot. Oh. That part ended up going to actor Austin Butler, but he might get to play another iconic character. Any guesses?
Superman?
Batman.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Peter Pan would be good.
Sort of. So according to reports, Styles looks to have landed the part as Prince Eric in Disney's live-action adaptation of The Little Mermaid.
Well.
Okay, that's cool.
See, I think they got it all wrong. I think that we have our own Prince Eric right here on Dish Nation, and his name is Gary with the T.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But instead, he would be Gary in the Sea.
Gary in the Sea!
So,
that'd be the first time Gary in the Sea,
okay.
I think.
Gary don't want to be around no fish, honey.
As we spoke about it here in Dish Nation, Halle Bailey is officially taking over as the role of Princess Ariel, and Melissa McCarthy will be playing the evil queen, Ursula.
So this will be an interracial couple, which is really different for Disney.
Oh, that's right.
Because she's black, he's white.
I saw some that were suggesting that Prince Eric should be cast as a woman.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
I mean, like the process.
They're changing things up where they said, obviously, they're going to have a black Ariel this time, so why not make Prince Eric a woman? Really twist things up.
And I was thinking, would be twisted. Is she transgender?
Well, I'm saying if you're going to cast a woman, I suggest Ruby Rose as Prince Eric. That way it's like, Little Mermaid, you have no idea what's going on downstairs. You don't have any idea what's going on downstairs with Prince Eric either.
True. Ruby Rose is Batwoman now. So
is she Batwoman?
She's Batwoman. She's a new Batwoman.
Ruby Rose.
She could be Batman, too.
She could.
Oh.
She's Pan Man.
Pan Man.
A
Okay, y'all, well, moving on, this story is interesting. Rapper Jadakiss, for those of you who are not familiar, he was in the former rap group called The Lox, apparently is the talk of social media after a famous Brooklyn-based pizza parlor posted an unusual pizza to their Instagram with the caption, "Special request for at the real Kiss, who is Jadakiss, who else likes crust only?"
I agree.
What?
I think this is genius. Sometimes you don't want all that cheese and pepperoni or whatever.
So just order breadsticks.
No, I disagree. I do the exact opposite. No, I do the exact opposite. I eat everything but the crust.
Then you need to have a pizza. You and I need to share a pizza.
I'm a big child.
But that's nice that they even did this, because most owners would be like, hell no, I ain't wasting my cheese and everything and throw it away and give you the crust.
No, here's what happens is they just wait till somebody special orders.
Right.
Just that. Can I do mine without the crust? Like, kids want crust off their peanut butter? That's the perfect. I mean, when Jadakiss finds the chick who only likes the center part of pizza, he's going to be like, baby.
Which is every chick. Every chick gets the toppings off of at least the crust.
Marry me. You have that. I have the crust.
I saw there's a pizzeria someplace. It might have been in New York where they're selling just the crust, but not in this case where it's all together, like just a plain pizza. It's where it's just like someone's eaten the crust and put it like, on the plate.
I mean, they made this just for the Instagram. Look at the picture. It's amazing. Come on, people.
But I question whether or not Jadakiss actually came and picked it up, because if Jadakiss made that order and you heard, in the background.
All right, y'all. Are y'all ready for a hot, long, sultry summer days of summer are here, guys.
Oh,
and you know what that means? It's time for
Thursday with the Stars.
Yes, honey. Frank, who you got for us first?
Up first, we have Desperate Housewife and new mom, Eva Longoria. Yes, she posted this boomerang from a yacht in Capri, Italy, with the caption, "Dance the day away, hashtag vacation mode." I don't know if she's thirst trapping. I think she has to pee really bad.
She doesn't know where the bathroom is.
She's doing the pee-pee dance.
She's deciding whether she should hop off and pee in the ocean or just go down to the
By the way, didn't she just have that kid?
And that's why she gave you a video, honey. Let you know the picture is not Photoshopped.
And that's wild, though. Because usually I'm pro Eva Longoria, but that video was violently unsexy.
Oh, she's being fun. What do you mean violently?
Like, it folded in, like, for me.
I mean, that video does nothing for me, but I was into it, so.
I will go thirst trapping.
Thank you. Ooh, give it to her.
All right.
I'm going to go none. I think she's just having a good time. And I want to see Portia do a video just like that.
Hey, not yet. My baby is only 3 months. Hers is 8 months. I need a little more time, okay?
All right, y'all. Up next, we have someone else living it up on the yacht. It's DJ and producer Diplo. Take a look.
Let me see. Wait, hold on.
We need to age challenge.
What happened?
Y'all. Rebooting Popeye the Sailor.
Okay, y'all, well, Diplo obviously jumped on the face app bandwagon and used the old filter. He even captioned it, "Felt cute, but might die later."
Damn, that's hard. I think it's a thirst trap, and it's a great excuse. Like, he knows his body looks really hot.
Yeah.
And so if he just used his regular face, it's like, that's kind of douchey.
Has everyone done the face app and made themselves look older?
I did, and I kind of look like a Latin drug lord. Okay, now for this next one, we have someone that you might not expect, and we were just talking about her earlier. It's Taylor Swift. Let's take a look.
Now I see why Katy Perry wanted to hold that cat. That pussy is pretty.
And I have a cat who looks just like that. I got a post.
You do?
I do.
Because you never post the cat.
She doesn't come around much. That's my thing. It's like, I've had her for 10 years, and I've seen her 4 times.
Oh, she got 2 families then.
Yeah, cats are real.
She's next door and with you.
Well, coming up, there's a lot of things I like about Rihanna, but you'll never guess what one rapper loves about her. Find out after the break. Dish Nation.
You know, I'm trying to live a healthier lifestyle. I'm exercising more, eating better. I even changed my deodorant to Hug Me Deodorant by Bloom. Seriously, have you ever thought about what's in your deodorant? You know, most deodorants we use every day contain aluminum, parabens, and other harmful products that have been proven to link to cancer. Hug Me Deodorant by Bloom is all natural, safe, sustainable, and it works. Bloom cares about what we put into our bodies, and we should care too. How's it work? Well, Hug Me Deodorant by Bloom, that's B-L-U-M-E, is made with probiotics. The probiotics encourage your body to make more good bacteria, and as a result, your
body produces less bad bacteria, so BO doesn't even exist. Hug Me by Bloom keeps you feeling good, feeling fresh, and super huggable. And right now, our viewers will get 25% off your first stick and free shipping when you text DISH to 797979. It's a special offer. You can't get it anywhere else, and you support our show when you support our sponsors. So text DISH to 797979 to get 25% off your first stick of Hug Me deodorant. If you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund. No questions asked. Text DISH, D-I-S-H, to 797979. DISH
Nation. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to DISH Nation.
Welcome.
Hey. Well, Amazon's Jeff Bezos ain't the only billionaire out here balling on his side chick. Now, rumor has it that the former Google CEO, 64-year-old Eric Schmidt, just gifted a 32-year-old fashionista friend by the name of Alexandra Duesenberg, or Duesberg, a huge 10-carat pink sapphire ring estimated to be worth millions.
What? What's wrong with that?
Oh, the problem is, dude's still married. Yes. His wife after 39 years.
A whole wife at home.
Here's the thing. The story gets better. Word on the street is Alexandra been walking around here talking about, we want to have kids as soon as possible, no, but his wife is making things complicated.
No! No, she's
See, I don't like that.
How dare that wife step in there like that and block her blessing?
No, she did.
Yeah.
You know, that's some... How dare somebody? That's disrespectful to his wife, though.
Oh, yeah.
But this heifer disrespectful, talking about she want to have a damn baby.
Yeah, like,
have a baby for, keep your legs closed to married men, bitch.
So you're telling me if you're messing with a billionaire, there's just no shame anymore. It's just like, it is what it is.
I mean, yeah, we're sharing him.
Jesus.
And you just say you want to have kids, that's pushing it. Shut your ass up, sit back, and get the diamonds and get whatever.
And shut up.
And just fall back. Yeah, play your part. Shut up.
Never disrespect a wife.
That wife going to have a floating up a river.
All right, y'all, so rapper Kevin Gates wants to let the world know if you head right, you might be his type. Well, y'all, recently the rapper admitted to having a big old crush, a big old crush, on the singer-turned-beauty mogul Rihanna, and guess what he's attracted to the most?
What?
He's in love with that big-ass cranium she got, y'all. Take a look.
One thing I love about Rihanna, I never looked at the ass. I always looked at that cranium, that football helmet that she got on her forehead. I always love that about that woman. Like, if you get mad at me, like, yeah, you I kiss you on your forehead. Who you talk? Who you getting loud with? Who you disrespect? I kiss you on your forehead. You better stop playing with me. Hey, when we get home, I'm gonna kiss you on your forehead.
You know what? He made this all right. I definitely don't think this is shade, so I don't even have to ask this compliment of shade. Like, this is just how he feels. He loves this lady's forehead.
He does.
Well, he needs to love a bra. Because, honey, his breath...
Don't do that. Don't talk about Kevin Gates like that.
But if you would have thought that Kevin Gates would have been into one feature on Rihanna, which one you think it would have been?
I would say her eyes.
I would say two features. Her
oh, both of them. Okay.
One more.
Right. Okay, you guys, it's time for
Feel Good Friday.
That's right. Let's give it up for actress Joey King. That's right. The young actress has earned her first ever Emmy nomination for her performance as Gypsy Rose Blanchard in The Act.
I've seen it, and she is amazing.
She's phenomenal.
She is.
Very believable. So yes. Joey shared an emotional video on social media of her calling her mom and her co-star mom, Patricia Arquette, after finding out about the nomination. Take a look.
What? Mom, can you believe it? I'm so excited that we're nominated together.
I know. You're gonna have fun.
Oh my god.
I'm so happy, babe. I'm so happy for you. You're such an amazing talent.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, actually, Patricia Arquette is nominated in the same category before a different show.
Okay.
Really? But The Act is so good because it's about a mom who basically makes her daughter sick
and lies about it, getting
money, etc.
Yes.
It's so good. And that's so touching. I just want to shed tears because she didn't shed not a one. She was really acting.
I think she was.
I didn't see not a one tear come out of her eye.
Oh, don't do that, Gary.
She was crying in the video we just saw.
I didn't see no tears.
Okay, just forget
it. He ain't never cried before. He don't know what it looked like.
Oh, this bitch always crying.
Andrew Fraud, honey. He sits down with Donald Glover and the cast of The Lion King. You don't want to miss this, so coming up right after the break.
DISH Nation. DISH Nation.
Welcome back to DISH Nation.
Yeah.
Andrew Freund with
Andrew.
Us. Now, from what I understand, you sat down with the cast of The Lion King.
Yes. Now, it's been 25 years since the first animated movie came out, and Disney has done a live remake of The Lion King, people. And
it's exciting.
Yeah, Heidi's very excited.
I mean, this basically is, as far as generational, the movie of a generation, The Lion King. So
yeah.
There's so much excitement around this. You got to sit down with the stars.
And I got to sit down with everyone. Let's take a look. What, if I was a fly on the wall during those recording sessions with him, what was the funniest thing that I would have seen?
I mean, with Billy and Seth, there was a lot of funny stuff that, like, didn't... Just like when he kept doing like the part where he's like, well, he's like, I thought of changing my name, and then he changed the name every time. So he's like, well, so like what, Seth? What Brad? What Charles? Like it, every time, and I would crack up every time. It was like really funny.
What is your spirit animal and why?
I think I am a panther because.
You almost don't need to explain. Like, it just speaks for itself. I just think.
What about you?
I kind of found myself connecting to Zazu quite a lot when I was watching this, actually.
If you could choose a Lion King animal to be a personal pet, which animal would you choose and why?
Meerkat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meerkat for sure. Because it would keep me laughing.
In 1997, John played an iconic television character on Friends.
Yes, that's right.
By the name of Pete Becker.
Yes.
We want to know, where's Pete today?
I think he's probably flourishing now in this new tech-friendly world. He might be more of a celebrity. He might be more of a celebrity.
Yeah.
And he had the Tony Stark goatee also.
Or he became
Iron Man.
You two are iconic cinematic duos. I'm going to list certain duos, and then you tell me which one of these people you would be as Seth and Billy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. First one, Thelma and Louise.
Am I more of a Thelma?
I think you're the Gina Davis.
Maybe, yeah. I am good at archery.
Yeah.
Oprah and Gail.
I'm Gail.
Oh, okay.
To Billy's Oprah.
Wow.
I know.
I'm honored.
Fresh Prince and Carlton.
I'm Carlton.
I think maybe you're Carlton.
Yeah, I'm Carlton.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the Fresh Prince.
I do wear my jacket inside out from time to time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Now, here's the deal. I'm so jealous of Andrew because he always goes on all of these adventures, but I think you're gearing up for a really epic adventure. So where are you going and what's going on?
I am going on the Hobbs and Shaw tour.
What does that entail?
I'm going to be traveling with The Rock and Jason Statham and Helen Mirren and Idris Elba and the whole gang in the movie. First, I am going to England.
You know where Frank and I will be tomorrow?
In Burbank.
Yeah, here.
Right here.
Yeah, right here.
All right, guys, now I want everyone to follow along with me. I'll be gone from July 21st through the 27th. I'm going from London to Kauai. You're going to see all kinds of things behind the scenes, and I'm going to be talking to everyone in the cast.
So jealous. Also, I heard there's a poster for this, too, right?
Oh, there is.
I guess so. One of these things not like the other.
Hey, what are you saying?
You're assuming I'm talking about you.
Oh,
you're assuming that.
Get The Rock out of there. Be sure and follow at Dish Nation so you can follow all of Andrew's great adventures.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Stay right there because there's more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.